welcome to the Field Talk podcast from the Linder Farm Network, the voice of Minnesota agriculture. I'm your host, Dan Lemke. The National Grain and Feed Association represents about 700 companies and thousands of facilities nationwide, encompassing all sectors of the grain and feed industry. NGFA President and CEO Mike Seifert joined the Linder Farm Network's Linda Brecke to discuss many of the key issues impacting the nation's grain and feed industry.
Oh, you know, for us, we're always focused on transportation and moving the product that our farmers have produced and delivered to our NGFA members, and then that we're moving on down the line to our members. And so a key focus for us is going to be Water Resources Development Act, which is the locks and dams and all our river systems. That is up for reauthorization in 2026. I almost said 25, but 2026. The Surface Transportation Bill, which is the funding for all of our rural roads and bridges and highways, that is up for reauthorization this year. And that also takes a look at a lot of policies. And so we're hoping that that's an opportunity to address items dealing with truck weights and that support efficiency for our members and keep the ag supply chain moving. And then we're also hoping part of that legislation will be a bill that was recently introduced called the Hauls Act, which improves hours of service exemptions for ag haulers and clarifies commodity definitions. And we think, you know, that would be very helpful. Obviously, there's a proposed rail merger, so we'll be taking a look at that. And then trade issues are going to continue to be important. Obviously, China, USMCA, and then we're continuing to work to get the Federal Grain Inspection Service and the Grain Inspection Act, U.S. Grain Standards Act, reauthorized in 2026. We think we're in a good spot on that. We just kind of need to get deck chairs cleared in Congress and get it across the finish line.
And I know we talked earlier, too, about maybe hearing from the Supreme Court soon about the president's authority when it comes to tariffs. We haven't heard anything about that, so it seems like there would be some uncertainty here in early 2026 as far as what happens with tariffs and trade.
You know, yes and no. I mean, obviously folks are waiting for the Supreme Court to come out and make a decision on that. That hasn't happened yet. I will admit I am not a Supreme Court expert, and I have learned to not predict what judges are going to do a long time ago. But, you know, it does sound like something will be coming out on that in the not too distant future from the court. But I think, you know, regardless of what the court rules on that, the administration, the president, and other officials in the administration have indicated that they will have other options. They will have other methods that they will look at if the court comes back and rules against them. And so I think, you know, most of the folks, I think the market has kind of assumed that regardless of the Supreme Court ruling, that there's going to be some actions that the administration will take or attempt to take, be able to take. And so, you know, my sense is that is somewhat built in. But obviously it'll have a larger impact on the full economy, and we'll see what the Supreme Court says.
It has been an exciting year for exports to Mexico, hasn't it, when it comes to corn?
It has been. You know, it's a key market. It's the number one market by far for corn now, and becoming a bigger market, you know, for beans and wheat and some of the byproducts of all three of those commodities. And so really important. And, you know, that helps to emphasize why the review and continuation of USMCA is so important. And we are, you know, NGFA is strongly supportive of continuing USMCA in its current form. We do not want to see wholesale changes on the USMCA as some have proposed. We think it's been incredibly successful, and you highlighted the importance that it has become, in particular, to the corn market. And I think, as we've looked at some of the challenges we had over this past year in China, let's say, having that opportunity there with our closest neighbor to the south has certainly been important. Now, you know, one thing we would like to see in USMCA, we've had some challenges with shipments at the border, or rail shipments, particularly corn. where Mexico has stopped them, claimed that there is soil, and has required additional holding of those trains, additional fumigation, significant cost burden to shippers in the U.S., customers in Mexico, and quite frankly, U.S. rail carriers as well. And we don't think that's really based on science. We've been having some really good discussions with the U.S. government and the Mexican government, and we're hopeful that is something that can be addressed in the USMCA discussions. But as a whole, we think it's been an incredibly successful agreement for U.S. producers, for U.S. ag shippers, and we want to see it continued.
Mike, are there any other regulatory issues that we should watch in 2026?
You know, I think one of the key ones, obviously, there's been a lot of discussion related to some of the health issues in GRAS, generally recognized as safe at FDA. And a lot of the focus on that is on the human health side, but there's obviously GRAS is used, is important in the feed side and feed ingredients. And so we've certainly been having discussions with FDA, OMB, the administration, letting them know that, you know, there are a lot of ingredients that are very important in the feed industry, in the feed sector for our livestock nutrition. And we want to make sure that we continue to have access to those ingredients at a reasonable price and can continue to provide good, nutritious, and, you know, reasonably priced feed to livestock producers as well.
When we hear about this, the rail merger, the latest potential merger, how do you come down on something like that as far as the benefits and the issues with another merger?
You know, right now, there's only one merger that's been proposed. But, you know, rail shipments and ag shippers and GFA members and the railroad, it's an important partnership. And I think, you know, the way I emphasize it is that 3.2 million rail cars of grains and oil seeds are shipped in this country each year. That's about 10% of annual rail shipment, rail volume. But 26% of all grain and oil seeds have at least one rail movement. So basically a quarter of all grain and oil seeds. And so incredibly important. You know, as we take a look at it, you know, we're going to be looking at what UP is proposing in terms of competition, service assurances, contingency planning. That's some info that we responded to the application they put in and have asked for some additional info on it. But, you know, we're going to be taking a hard look at it. Our members are taking a hard look at it. And obviously they want to be sure that competition will be preserved. They want to be sure there will be service agreements. They want to be sure that there are fair rates that will be provided to rail shippers and producers by the railroads. At the same time, you know, we have some members who see real opportunity potentially for going east, where maybe they haven't been able to do that in the past with some opportunities, or maybe going west and south if you're in the eastern Corn Belt that they haven't had in the past. And so certainly we have producer members who have some concerns, but we have members who think there's opportunities as well. And so we're trying to take a hard top-to-bottom review on that. And, you know, we anticipate hopefully having some discussions with UP, continuing discussions to answer some of the questions our members have. And then, you know, we'll, once we've had those conversations and taken a top-to-bottom review, I'm sure we'll be putting in some comments related to the overall merger proposal as the Surface Transportation Board takes a look at it.
After having the government shut down and not being able to get reports, be good to see what USDA has to say about production.
Yeah, it will be good to see that. And, you know, that's one of the tough things is that when the government shut down as long as it was, you know, you can go through a week or two of a shutdown and you can get through it. But when you're down for as long as the government was this last time, particularly in the middle of harvest and looking at production and with some of the challenges we had going on in the export market, that's certainly a challenge to not have those and to not have reports on, you know, coming out of the CFTC. And so We're looking forward to those reports on Monday, but we're very happy that the government's back open, and that we can get these reports again, because they really are important, in terms of discovery, in the marketplace.
Mike, anything else we should cover?
No, we're just, very optimistic, here at the start of the new year, and we just held our NGFA executive committee meeting with some of our elected leaders from the industry earlier this week, and a lot of challenges that we're looking at, but I think a lot of optimism about the year ahead, and I think that's how we always start a new year, with a lot of optimism. And certainly we had challenges come up last year, but I think we did a good job and had a lot of success of working on behalf of our members, working on behalf of agriculture to address them. And I think, we've got wonderful communication with this administration and with both parties on Capitol Hill. And so, we talked about some key priorities there that we're working on. A lot of those tend to be pretty bipartisan, and we're looking forward to working on behalf of our members in agriculture in 2026.
Thanks for listening. Find other Field Talk podcasts on Apple and Spotify, and turn to your local LFN affiliate for the latest in farm news and market information daily from the Linder Farm Network.